ETC is go.
Agapus is go.
ETC is go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot off.
STM is go.
Safety comp is go.
STE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. It's Friday night. It's the 10th of June. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I went out and planted a few flowers today.
Fun.
Yeah, Susan came home with daisies last night. One of them planted out front of the house, so I did that this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That
kind of brightens things up a little bit, you know?
Sure. Sure. Well, that's what I love about Florida. Things bloom all year long. We got flowers going all year long and plants and trees. It's like life all year long.
Yeah, it was like that when I lived in Phoenix, too. You know, but everything in Phoenix has to be able to withstand the heat of a pizza oven.
That's true. That's very true. Oh, but anyway, Craig, I don't know about you, but I am just totally, completely stunned by last night's boring joke that we were forced to sit through for 2 hours.
I get the distinct impression that you and I were the only two people to watch that thing. You know,
Did you ever find out how the ratings were?
No, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I think we'll probably find out maybe next week. But it would not surprise me that Fox News, which did not carry the crap, I almost bet they had more viewers on Fox News Channel last night than ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN combined.
Well, you know, Fox, their main stations did not carry it, but their streaming service did.
Right.
So, because they were starting to get a lot of flack about not carrying it, but the VIP.
And they didn't carry it, you know, wall to wall like the other networks did. And I'm glad they didn't, to be honest with you. Well, folks, Skype's...
Hang on,
Diane. Skype just gave us an issue there. Go ahead.
Okay. It got to the point last night where if you closed your eyes, you'd swear you were in a communist country where the propaganda is streamed on the media according to the dictator's wishes. In other words, every channel carried this thing.
Yeah, it came across to me like a Star Chamber hearing.
It came across as what it was. Democrat orchestrated propaganda.
Yeah, like I said,
Trump's side was not really allowed to present their witnesses, at least not at last night's hearing. And it was also, I think if Liz Cheney didn't shut her mouth when she did, I would have thrown something at the TV.
You know, she yammered on for almost 35 minutes last night.
I know.
And it was 35 minutes of my life I'll never get back, I can tell you that. But, you know, here's the thing. Here's why you're not going to hear Donald Trump's side in this thing. It's because every single member that sits on that committee in the House, every one of them, including Liz Cheney, voted to impeach Donald Trump.
Of course.
Every one of them. Not once, but twice.
All these hearings are, and folks, there's going to be five more of them. It's what's known as kabuki theater. It was planned. It's orchestrated. It's Donald Trump is their target. They can't. What they're using this for is to divert people's attention away from the economy, the oil prices, the prices of food, the toilet paper shortages, the animal food shortages. I mean, they're using it as a diversionary tactic.
Are you saying they're desperate?
I'm saying they're extremely desperate, and they're pulling out all the stops. But I guarantee you, come October, gas prices will start going down, food prices will start going down, because this is all very cleverly orchestrated. Not by Biden, but by Obama, Soros, Hillary, and crew, in my opinion.
I tend to agree with you. You know, this whole thing is nuts. I mean, you know, I don't know how many of our listeners may have sat and listened to that thing last night, watched that thing last night, but, you know, they showed a lot of videos, okay? And the videos they showed are so heavily edited. And there are things that we have all seen on video that they absolutely will not show. And one of those things they absolutely will not show is Capitol Police moving the barricades so people could walk up there, and Capitol Police opening the doors of the Capitol and telling people, come on in. You know, they're not going to show any of that, because that does
basically went to bat for himself today on his social media platform, and he just let them have it. I mean, basically saying, this is a lynch mob. It's a witch hunt revisited. On his Truth social platform, guys.
Right.
It's a witch hunt revisited. They even took words of his daughter, Ivanka, her husband. They twisted them around to fit their narrative, I should say. But remember, this whole thing was orchestrated by former ABC producers and directors and things. So you know right then and there, it's not impartial. There was nothing bipartisan about it, because like you said, these were people that all voted to impeach Trump. And I wish Liz Cheney would just put the D after her name.
Right.
Yeah. And she's a bad actress, so that only kind of makes it worse.
Well, you know, she sat there with such a dour look on her face and, you know, so serious. And, oh, my God, what an insurrection. And, you know, all this violence. And, you know, and yet when they showed the videos, rarely did you see anybody inside the Capitol acting violent. When you saw violence in those videos, it was outside the Capitol when the Capitol Police finally started pushing people away. Then people got upset and started pushing back. You know, but inside the Capitol, people were just kind of moseying around. There was no storming of the. You know, they showed one of the videos they showed last night, Diane, was a look at the door to Nancy Pelosi's office, and it was wide open, and people are just meandering in and meandering out. No sense of urgency, no sense of anything, no security, no Capitol Police, nothing to see, and good Lord, you know, you can hardly call something like that an insurrection.
Well, you know what? You know what an insurrection really was? It's not what happened on January 6th. An insurrection happened in cities across this country when BLM and Antifa try to burn cities to the ground. That's an insurrection.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yes, when they were burning people's businesses, and especially when they were burning federal courthouses.
Exactly. Was anything done about them?
No.
Not a damn thing. There's your problem. There's your problem. That the obvious is being pushed aside for a narrative solely to meet a political agenda and save their grip on power.
But I don't understand how this is going to save their grip on power. Too many people already know the truth. Too many people already know that President Trump, on the 2nd of January, remember, this all took place on the 6th.
Right.
So too many people already know that on the 2nd of January, President Trump authorized 20,000
mm-hmm.
National Guard troops to be there to maintain security. And the option, and now see, he can't bring them in. By law, he cannot bring them in. They have
right.
to be called in either by Nancy Pelosi or by the mayor of Washington, D.C.
They and that all wasn't had, gonna happen.
It wasn't going to happen, and it didn't happen. They all had the intel. They all knew that these 20,000 troops were ready to come in, and they everybody involved, from the sergeant-at-arms, from Nancy Pelosi to this woman, Mowry, who's the mayor of Washington, D.C., they all declined to have those members of the Guard there. They all said no. Okay,
right.
So you can hardly say, they did last night, but you can hardly say that President Trump orchestrated this thing, that having people storm the Capitol is what he wanted them to do. You know, you can't say that and have anybody take you seriously when you know that 4 days before it happened, Trump was trying to prevent it from happening.
Exactly. But that's not reported enough where it gets out there and people go, wow, hold on a minute. They buy in, the masses buy into the Democrat rhetoric. And there's the problem.
I'm not sure people are buying into it now the way they used to. I think people have seen too much.
Maybe less are buying into it, but you're always going to have the never Trumpers on board, and you're always going to have so-called Republicans like Liz Cheney on board.
Yeah, that's too bad, too.
Yeah, and, you know, this is showing how far our country has fallen under this administration. Instead of focusing on doing good things for the country, Biden and crew, should say Obama and crew, still are giving Trump all their attention, which in a way, they're too stupid to realize it's going to backfire on them.
I think it's going to backfire big time.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. I don't see how this is going to help them. You know, first of all, what they're telling are lies, and I think way too many people already know the truth. But the big thing is, this is not, you know, what happened a year and a half ago on the 6th of January is not what people in this country are concerned about today. People don't care. You know, people are struggling to put gas in their cars. They you know, people can't find baby formula. They're having a hard time buying groceries. You know, rampant inflation. A lot of people are not, because of inflation, and because of what the Fed has done with interest rates so quickly, a lot of people now are upside down in their mortgage. You know, and people are concerned
right.
about that. The stock market is stagnant at best. It's been falling lately. Those are the things people care about.
It fell 880 points today, which is a major hit for anyone who has invested in the stock market. And of key importance is the retirement funds.
Yeah, people's 401ks are disappearing.
Yeah. Work their whole lives to build up a nest egg for the future, and it's all being destroyed by this one man and his party.
You know, those...
And the only way the Democrats, in my opinion, can pull off the election is through voter fraud via mail-in balloting, Dominion voting machines, counting. Remember the old saying, it's not how many votes are cast, it's who counts the votes cast.
That's very true. You know, that's really true. But, you know, you look at recent polling, and the Democrat Party is bleeding voters, and they're bleeding voters in blocks they never had to worry about before.
True.
In, you know, the black vote now, they're under 50% for the Democrat Party now. That's unprecedented. Okay.
Right.
A Hispanic vote only says 35% agree with the direction of the country and support Joe Biden. So, you know, the people are catching on that this is all a sham. And you know, we'll talk about this stuff a little bit later when we talk about inflation. But, you know, people are catching on. I don't think this helps them. I think these hearings, especially like the one they had last night, is actually going to hurt them.
If our side plays it right, it will hurt them. Remember, the people that are still buying into this and still, you know, you and I have to watch it for what we do. But for the average person tuning into it, who's a member of the
folks, I got to apologize. We're having all sorts of technical issues tonight. We missed most of that, Diane. Go ahead and say that again.
Okay. No, what I said, the sheeple masses, you know, the Obama following masses,
right,
they're going to eat this stuff up. And they're going to believe everything that's being presented, even though it's just Democrat propaganda. They're going to eat it up. If they're not hurting bad enough, this will override that. Because their hatred of Donald Trump
are eating this up, you know, the way you put it. They were going to eat this up anyway. They're already in that camp. They weren't sitting on the fence.
True. True. We just have to hope that those that are independent are not eating this up.
I don't think they are. I really don't. I mean, the border crisis, the inflation crisis, the gas prices, the food prices, food shortages. I mean, you look at everything that affects people on a daily basis, and it's all upside down right now. It was all right side up before Biden took office. Now it's all upside down and underwater.
Right. And Biden is finding and blaming everybody. Yeah, like a theater of the absurd. But, you know, the real problem here is that you still have puppet masters involved. And you have them, the Obamas, the Soroses, who are real dead set on destroying this country. And on the other hand, you have clueless Joe Biden, but in his camp are the politically hungry sorts.
Right.
Don't discount the gas prices coming down, like I said in the beginning, in October, and the supply chain loosening up a bit. Because the gas prices going up, they're not really going up. They're being inflated up.
Artificially.
Yeah. Yeah. the foodstuffs are there in the warehouses. I've had people at our Publix telling me, we've got plenty of stuff. We can't get them here to the stores.
Well, and, you know, they're blaming some of that
and
on
the
supply
chain.
And
that's because of the gas prices.
Yeah, but they're blaming it on the supply chain. You know, it's not the supply chain. It's gas prices. And it's also got a lot to do with people are making money by not working. You know,
right.
people are collecting welfare instead of going back to work after the whole COVID nonsense. That was a sham, too. Not that people didn't get sick, not that people didn't die, but we did not need to shut down the entire country.
No, we never did. Needed it in the beginning, and that lies at the feet, not of Donald Trump for doing it, but it lies at Anthony Fauci's feet for lying to
right.
Donald Trump about why we needed to do it.
Well, and the big problem there is truck drivers cannot work from home.
Right.
You know, everybody went to work from home. Truck drivers just went home.
Right. You know, the warehouse workers, the same thing. These
right.
these goods don't load themselves.
That's a fact. You know,
in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this.
Nobody has, you know, and that's the sad reality of it. But let me ask you a question. Diane, and this,
okay.
I don't really mean this to be rhetorical. I mean this to be a serious question that needs to be answered. You know, right now, 2/3 of all Republicans want Donald Trump to run in 2024. Okay, they
right.
remember what Donald Trump did for this nation in the 4 years that he was in office previously. So the question is, given the distinct setbacks, and they're huge. They're almost insurmountable. Can Donald Trump, if he wins in 2024, can he step in January of 2025 and right the ship? Can he make America great again?
Yes, he can. Together, they can do it. And by right vice president, I mean either Ron DeSantis or Kristi Noem.
You know, I agree. He did a fantastic job in his first term, but the economy was not what it is today. It was better than it is today.
We were coming out of a recession.
Yeah, it was an uphill battle when Trump took office. Now it's a vertical climb.
Well, he's also, you know, if he gets reelected, he's got to rebuild our military again, because we've lost military standing on the world stage, and that's key. He's got to put the southern border as a major priority, which he will. He'll get that wall built. He will. It's going to be a daunting job. But he's the kind of man that's up to that task.
I'll tell you what, I think there's only two people in this nation right now that could.
Did at the height of the pandemic, he left it up to individual establishments if they wanted to impose the mask mandates or not. And people respected the individual businesses because they were helping to keep those business owners in business.
Right.
The people of Florida have not forgotten what he's done. Yes, we would hate to lose him here, but he would pick the right person to, you know, fill his shoes. He is the kind of man where he is strong in certain areas where maybe Trump isn't. And the fact that he's ex-military, ex-JAG, ex-Navy SEAL. I mean, if I... We'll just have to write and sing.
Like I said, I think there's only two people capable of riding the ship at this point, beginning in January of 2025. Trump and DeSantis. I don't know of any other two people who are ballsy enough, who are brash enough, confident enough, and understand enough to make it happen on a national basis.
Yeah. The only thing, the problem is DeSantis and Trump not run together. But sometimes, you know, people from other sections of the country might get their, you know, nose out of joint. Instead of looking at who the best person is, they kind of take it as a personal affront. So it'll be interesting to see. And, you know, the other thing people forget, Ron DeSantis' wife just went into remission from breast cancer.
Right, right.
That has to be contended with on a family level, a personal level.
Sure.
You know, we don't know if he would take the position if it was offered to him. I'm hoping he would, because I think he'd be one hell of a vice president. And what people don't understand is Trump can only have one more term. DeSantis, as vice president, can have two more terms. In other words, we could put an end to the Democrat nonsense for over 20 years between them.
Well, here's the way I look at it. We only have a few seconds left in this segment tonight, but here's the way I look at it. Ron DeSantis is a former Navy SEAL JAG officer. Okay?
Yes.
When his country calls, he answers.
Yes.
You know?
That's,
I mean,
true.
That's really what it comes down to. Folks, we have to take a quick break. We're going to do a couple of station IDs here, and then we're going to be back. I got to apologize, folks. We're having all sorts of technical issues here tonight, and I can't figure out why. But I know we're kind of blinking in and out. Skype's giving us fits, and I think the server at the station is giving us fits. But we're going to press on, and hopefully, even if you miss part of this show tonight, we'll have a podcast for you tomorrow. I can't promise it.
News and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi, guys. Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, and we have lost Diane Sori at the Patriot Factor. We're going to try and call her back right now. You hear that? The submarine sonar? That is Skype not working. Sent her a message here, said we lost you. And I don't know, Skype might have just gone up in smoke. Skype may have. And if that's the case, this show is unfortunately over. It's not even sending her the message. It's like the little disc of death is just going round and round and round. I mean, this is bizarre tonight, folks. I don't know what's causing this. You know, from time to time, live radio, we do have technical issues, but this is beyond anything we have dealt with in a long, long, long time. I'll tell you what, I wonder if she's got her phone there. I'm going to try and call her. Let's see if we can get her live on the air here on the phone. My phone out. Find her number. There it is. File. Now, she may come on cussing and swearing, folks, so I'm just going to warn you right now.
Hey.
Hey, we lost you on Skype. Now, I'm still live on the air, so keep the cussing and swearing to a minimum, if you will.
Okay.
I've tried to call you back now 3 times, and I keep getting the submarine sound effect, and the little circle of death on Skype is just going round in circles.
Yeah, I think part of this is Skype, but I think the issue is at Shoutcast or 365, whatever they're running as now. I think this is a server issue.
Yeah, I kind of think you're right, because I don't know how much of what I told Diane in the break she actually heard, but I was telling her that the server is cutting in and out and in and out, and I can't even tell, honestly, if we're recording. So I don't really know for sure if we're going to have a podcast.
Well, even if we do, you know, even if it's just the half an hour that we got recorded, it was good discussion. I think our listeners would be interested in it, and we just tell them the truth. And it might be that other people are having similar issues.
You know, you could very well be right. So what I've done here is I put the speaker on my phone right up against my microphone here in Studio A, and I think we're just going to have to end the show. But before we do, tell people what you've got coming up on Tuesday.
Okay. Very simple, guys. Figure it out. Channeling 44.
Channeling 44. I wonder what that could be.
Gee, I wonder, and I hold nothing back.
Well, and I've got the Johnny Depp Amber Heard wrap-up for you coming up on Tuesday next week, and it's going to be a little different than what you think. It's not all Hollywood, folks. It's not all Hollywood. No. There's a lot of politics involved in this thing, and people need to understand what really took place and why. So I'm going to cover that on Tuesday.
Okay. And Craig, I think first thing Monday, because these organizations don't work on the weekends, I think first thing Monday we need to contact the server.
Well, and maybe this weekend we can also run a test or two and see if it clears itself up or if it's something else. But I agree, we need to get this straightened out, because this, you know, thankfully this happened tonight and not Tuesday night when we were doing our special.
That's true. But I've noticed it's gotten progressively worse over the past couple of weeks, and there's nothing. When IT goes into our machines, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So it leads me to believe it is a main server issue.
It seems like it is, at least tonight, because servers are cutting in and out. Skype was cutting in and out. I mean, it's a mess. But with that, Diane, I think you and I, kind of, hang on, I got to cue the music here, so I got to switch hands, so I got a free hand here. I think you and I need to say goodnight.
Yeah, nighty-night, folks, and hopefully by Tuesday this will all be cleared up.
Folks, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll try and catch up with you on Tuesday. Right Side Patriots, we're out for the weekend.